news. It's the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. It's the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. With the Sponge and the Weasel leading the way, coming to you every Saturday. We got Father John Sweaty with his sweet, sweet tracks, and we got the Keepo with his animal facts. Penny, Buster, and Specky Steve, yeah, they're pretty shit folks, and they make you wanna leave. But lest I forget to mention, the man with the wicked intention. It's a topical, prodigal, so iconical, it's gonna be hysterical. I'm talking about the Chronicle, coming in your earways, all over your chin. Now everybody pregnant, and it's time to begin.
Welcome to another week of the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. We've got the applause there. Our first show with the official intro. How are you, Weez?
Oh, not bad. I'm better now. It's not every day you hear a show clap their own bloody intro.
Oh, but you know what?
We did it here first.
And you're going to hear it a lot in the future.
Yeah, we sing of it soon. It'll be skip, skip, skip.
Oh, no doubt about it.
And then skip, skip, skip past us. Straight into the Chronicle and the father. Sweaty.
They're beautiful men. Yeah. Beautiful, sweaty,
delicious,
incoherent men.
Beer drinking, dart smoking.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Glorious individuals.
Hey, Weez, we've got a big show planned today, but I wanted to firstly...
We do. Just, I read the schedule.
Yeah, I know. But hang on.
Why do you write that?
Is it... Yeah, I don't know. It's color-coded again.
We should have done this earlier.
I know, right? I know. Hey, I've got to put it out a public apology because... So last week's episode was slightly pre-recorded. And I was sitting around on Friday night with the family.
The day before it's released,
and news comes out about Prince Philip's death. And obviously, in last week's episode, I do mention that Prince Philip's looking pretty crook.
No, duh, he just died.
Yeah, I know. So I'm a bit of a genius and an oracle there.
Yes.
But I'm not sure if the Queen's put up her Tinder profile yet. I know the Chronicle.
I actually got sent something that's pretty funny. Probably can't post it, but it's the Queen's new Tinder profile.
Right,
She's got a set on her. That's awesome.
Well, the Chronicle's the only man I know that has his age range. All the way forward to 115. So he's up for anything. But look, we've got a massive show planned. The Chronicle and Father John have a few really good treats for us this week. So are you ready to jump into it, my friend?
Yeah, but just on a quick side note, we also, I released the winner of the Miami tennis tournament or something.
Yes, you did.
Our favourite tennis player, Ash Barty. She hadn't actually won yet, and I let everyone know in advance. So I hope you all put on some money on that.
Well, if
won a fortune.
We should have got Specky Steve in to give that tip, I think. Because
speaking of Specky Steve, some of his shares are going nuts. We've got over 100% up.
Jeez, we've got to get him back in.
The boys want him.
That's great. All right, guys, let's get into it. We'll get the boys on the line, and we hope you enjoy this episode of the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. All right, joining us on the line, we've got the Chronicle. How are you, mate? Last week, I'm not sure if you said that you were doing something with your fists or you were a little bit under the weather. How are you this week, mate?
Yeah, mate, forearms back out, so it's a free game. But it's I'll tell you what. I thought you boys before. I haven't listened to the last two podcasts because I was a crime scene. It was a crime scene.
Yep, fair call, mate. Fair call. And Father John Sweaty, how are you, my friend?
Yeah, good, mate. Just want to start off with a couple of apologies for last week as well. Said some dirty things, took a couple of pisses, but I've relieved myself this week, so we're good to go.
Okay, well, gents, I think it's important that I lay down a few rules coming out of the last couple of episodes surrounding this podcast. So I think it was in episode 13, pretty sure someone just dropped off the line there, but they'll jump back on. In episode 13, the Chronicle, mate, you happened to do a little bit of flatulence during the recording there. Yeah, you did. Yep, there was a little bit of flatulence that you thought, oh, I'll just sneak this one in while everyone else is talking. I didn't hear it until I played it back, but...
I haven't heard it.
No?
It was a lot. Jeez.
But I approve.
I hope it wasn't one of me. I've only got one pair of undies, so jeez.
Hopefully you weren't wearing those green pants,
good luck
my
to
friend.
Them.
The follow through.
You didn't have Father John there saying, mate, I'll take the beers and durries, you fix yourself up.
Go clean yourself up, you bloody mess.
The old roadside.
And then we also had Father John who decided...
This one shocked me. No one saw this coming.
No, they really didn't. We had Father John who decided to go and do a wee during the recording. Father John, is that a normal occurrence for you when you're on the phone?
I like to do things that come out of left field a little bit. I mean, we're talking shit about it now, but I distinctly remember a lot of laughter.
It was funny.
Well, as the Chronicle,
it was a good stream.
As
good
the Chronicle stream. Said, you definitely aim for the water.
I approve of both those things. Spongy, not so much.
Yeah, no.
Not sure about the listeners either.
We've got to try to be a little bit civil.
Okay.
Well, the Chronicle's future wife, my mother, said to me later in the week, she said, geez, the Chronicle, he was drunk in that last episode. And what is the reference to all of these crayons? I said, Mum.
Crayons?
Look up shelving on Google, see what it says.
IKEA.
That's a rabbit hole.
Come up some IKEA stuff.
Oh, dear.
See, I was that busted. I don't even remember talking about crayons, so.
No, we'll just stay away from the red ones, mate.
You'll be right.
They'd be favourite.
Oh, dear. Now, gents, we've got a big show planned, and we wanted to pay homage to one of our sponsors this week. And one of our sponsors is Victor Bravos, who do a little bit of, apparel. And, apparel and clothing and those sort of things.
Hats, shirts.
Yeah, all of those
Stubby
sort of things.
Stubby coolers.
Paying homage to the great beer, okay, the green one.
Vomit brew,
very bad. Victor Bravos.
Won't be that.
I believe you guys don't mind a Victor from time to time.
Ooh, mate. I'd put that in an IV if I could and just mainline it straight in my arm. But then you wouldn't get to taste it either.
That is true. IV. When my arm is not occupied, I've definitely got a stubby in the hand of VB.
If only they come in a goon sack, it'd be easy to do. Yeah. That's a bloody thought for you, old VB. Chuck it in a goon sack.
Whenever your knuckles are free, Chronicle, they're sitting around a schooner.
Very rarely.
Yeah. Hey. Oh, jeez. We've started well.
Easy.
So guys, I basically said, like Beers and Durries, I'd really like it if the Chronicle could pen a poem about Victor Bravos and then Father John Sweaty could put some music to it, some of his lovely tunes and that amazing voice. How did we go, gentlemen? How did you go, Chronicle, with this task?
Yeah, how did you go, Chronicle?
Yeah, how did you go, Chronicle?
So, look, I'll be brutally honest here. I didn't do anything.
I
think I got a message from Sponge during the week, and he goes, "Reckon you could do the, you know, a VB sort of poem, Victor Bravos," and I just went, "Yeah, no worries," and then sent Father John a message and just said, mate, she's all yours.
Cheers to the help.
Passion of love.
So do you have anything to give us this week, Chronicle? Is there something you'd like to talk about?
How much time we got? But I've got a sponsor for Father John.
Okay, who's your sponsor? Who's your sponsor?
Not Victor Bravo.
My sponsor is actually Milton Mengo.
That's one way to upset the sponsor.
Oh dear, that's great.
VictorBravos.com. We'll chuck in MiltonMango.com.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to piss him off.
Yeah.
What was the point of that advertising dollars?
The printer's going to be turning in his grave.
He'll be printing money.
The printer will be fine. Yeah. Okay, Milton Mangoes.
There's a healthy market for both brands.
Absolutely. Are you partial to a Milton there, Chronicle?
Not at all. No, it's a bit too soft for me.
Yeah.
What about a cranberry?
Yeah. You're after that.
Hell yeah, Bob.
That strongest
stuff. Yeah, cranberry crown. Cranberry crown.
It might disappear. That might disappear.
We have descended, gents. Now, listen, to fill in for the Chronicle then, I'm going to play a little bit of a recording. Usually we've got the keeper coming up this week, so I'm going to jump into the keeper. He sent us a recording. He can't be here with us live. Apparently he's got some animal stuff going on. So I'm going to play a recording that he sent through to us earlier in the week, the good old keeper with his fair dinkum facts, and we'll have a listen to this. So here is the keeper giving us some animal facts.
Yes, g'day fellas. How you going? Sorry I'm not there. Have any yarn to you fellas today. Just got to go into work and do a bit of extra saving species and shit like that. So I thought I'd just send in a recording just so you guys can keep up with what's happening in the animal world. Just got some more fair dinkum facts about animals and why they're just better than humans. So there's about 17 of them, so I'll just run through them now. Lifting things. Humans can clean and jerk about 1.7 times their body weight, just on average. Rhinoceros beetles, 285 times their body weight. The winner, rhinoceros beetles. Flying, humans, we can't. Birds, they can. Birds win. Digesting food, we have to cook our meat because we're pretty useless. Every other animal doesn't, so they won that category too. Being hungry, I thought this was actually pretty incredible. Humans can go without food for up to 73 days. Now, that's a pretty long time, but crocodiles can go 2 years, so winner, crocodiles. Going without water, we can last up to about 5 days, but that's not nearly as impressive as 6 to 7 months when you compare yourself to a camel, so camels won that one. Living without a head. Humans can go without a head for, well, no time. And cockroaches can go for about a week without a head. I personally have gone for a lot longer without head, but it's pretty sad. Sex, we're talking quantity here, not quality, because that's subjective. The average human has sex about 100 to 130 times a year. Lucky bastard. Bonobos, which are a type of chimpanzee or similar to a chimpanzee, have sex up to about 10 times a day. Living their best life, the winners are bonobos. Swimming, humans can swim on average about 10-ish, 8 to 10 kilometers per hour. Sailfish, 68, that's miles per hour, sorry. So that's, you know, a lot faster if you use actual decent speed, like kilometers. Staying warm, penguins can survive in minus 76 degrees Fahrenheit, and we just can't, so penguins win that one. Longevity, Madagascan radiated tortoises can live up to 188 years, which is just a really bloody long time. Humans, which is still pretty impressive, can do 122 years. That's a pretty long time, but we still lost, so the tortoises won that one. Legs. Humans have 2, millipedes, 750. Millipedes win that one. Breathing underwater, yep, can't do that. We drown. Fish, they can. Fish win that one. Regenerating limbs, once it's gone, it's gone. Pretty fucked when it comes to that sort of stuff. Starfish can literally regenerate themselves. If a limb comes off, they just grow another one. Interesting side note. Some amphibians, such as Mexican walking fish or axolotls, can actually regenerate their brain. Fascinating stuff. And that is a fair dinkum fact. And last but not least, digestion. We have 1 stomach. Cows have 4. Cows win. Well, there you go, fellas. Just a couple of little facts I thought I'd throw in there. once again, sorry I can't make it there. I hope you guys have a cracker podcast. Live your best life, live your dream, and by all means, get reaffanged.
All right, gents. So one of the popular segments in the last couple of weeks has been getting to know you. So it's
we have a popular segment.
Oh, absolutely.
Go on, everyone.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't be the popular. Penny Busters, I'll tell you.
I think we'll give the Penny Buster a call later just to check in and see how he's going. Listen, getting to know you. Question one this week. If you were an NRL player, who would it be? Let's start with the Chronicle this week.
Oh, geez. I mean, that's what a tough question. It'd probably have to be Ben. I reckon it'd be Jack DeBellin.
Why? Because he's going to jail.
Well, he's getting paid and he doesn't have to do anything.
Ah, right. Okay. So you're just looking at it from the bludging point of view.
Yeah, getting paid quite a bit just to sit around and go to court.
Wheeze, how about you?
This is an easy one. This question was built for me.
It really was.
I am former NRL great Scott Minto.
The Weasel's identity has been revealed.
That is me.
I'm not gonna lie. I've tagged
so similar.
Weasel in so many Facebook posts where Scott Minto has been there.
Glorious.
And for the first like 3 years, he resisted it. He kept untagging himself.
And now I've adapted and overcome. He's now like a glorious star. Oh, I'm a glorious star now. It's like an NRL non-joke.
Yeah, no. He's a hero. Absolutely.
I used to get asked when I had a Broncos singlet and I'd walk around the shopping centres and people used to ask me, do I play for the Broncos? I don't know if it's fair. I'm serious. I was a bit fitter back then.
Yeah, yeah.
But large man in a Broncos singlet.
Yeah.
Who looks like the goat.
The goat. The best ever. Yeah. If I was going to be an NRL player, I think I had a good think about this, and I'd need to be somebody who did a couple of good things, but was mostly shit and has been more successful since he stopped playing. I went for Ben Eichen.
I
went for Benny Eichen.
Yeah, you a presenter too?
Like yeah, yeah, that's yeah. right. Yeah, exactly. Right, yeah, I went for Ben Eichen.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah, waffles too much and no one really takes him serious. Yeah, exactly.
I can't look at waffles the same.
That's terrible. That's terrible. You could pick someone better than that.
Well, it's going to pick Martin Lang, but because he was pretty shit and he got knocked out all the time. So
it was great to watch run.
Yeah, exactly. He was between Martin Lang and Ben Eichen. What about you, Father John?
Mate, I can't go. It's probably an obvious one, but I can't go past the cattle dog, Toby Radonikis.
Oh.
R.I.P.
He came to our school when I was about 14, I reckon. I'll always remember it, to give a motivational speech. It was him and who's the other big fella he used to face off against? I can't remember. He's dead now.
Arthur Beaton.
Anyway, so he came and told, Queensland. Yep, that's
Arthur Beaton, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And he came and basically gave us a 40-minute motivational speech about how if your mates are in a fight, you got to back them up and punch the piss out of them.
You're in year three at the time, weren't you?
Yeah. Our year advisor's there just like, oh, what have I done?
He was also drinking and smoking.
Big Artie's out the back just drinking and smoking.
It would have been some blues at lunchtime.
That's fantastic.
Mate, it's so good. But also, just for the listeners, I was going to talk about an AFL player as well, and that's Malcolm Brown. If you don't know who he is, get online and look up Malcolm Brown Sprays Reporter. You know the one, Cron?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
All right. We'll have to have a look.
Yeah, I certainly do.
Maybe we can post that to our socials. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah, okay. Question two, gents. Have you been known to drop a fart at work?
That's all I'm known for. Blame it on the kids. It's the perfect crime.
Do you? What, in the classroom?
Oh, yeah. I crop dust them and then they're like, oh, who did that?
You dirty bastard. Who did that?
Get outside if you want to pop off.
Oh, get out of here.
Get out of here, dog. So,
get the bloody Glen 20.
So, Chronicle, I assume you do the same then, do you?
Bloody oath, yeah. I mean, I've sort of perfected clenching my cheeks together and just sort of just wafting it out silently, and then just going, "Oh, Timmy, Timmy, was that you?
Oh, who shit on the carpet?
Oh, they wiped it on the back of my pants."
Always. Being a teacher, like, yeah, I mean, being a teacher, you can always just get away with a fart easily. Just, you know, blame the kids.
Yeah, righto. Okay. I don't fart at work. I hold it in.
What? Then at lunchtime?
Do you want a sugar cube for that high horse you're sitting on, mate?
No, sorry. I don't know.
He thinks he's better than you guys.
I just open up the valve and then I just fly home at the end of the day. It's great. Wheez, what
about
you?
Can I?
Oh, here we go.
Yep.
Cron?
Oh, no, go, Wheez. You go first. I'm going to ask another question after Wheez.
Yeah, I definitely fart at work. Of course, I can fart outside, wherever, or inside in the cab. But my supervisor's really bad. He has the world's worst fart, and he'll go into people's sections, into the control room when they're not there. He'll go in and then close the door, turn the aircon off and close the door. So someone will get into their section and just, it's rank. Oh, he's got issues.
Well done, supervisor. Well done. What was your question, Chronicle?
Well, obviously farting at work, but obviously I want to go to, you know, taking a dump at work. I'm a nervous pooer. So I've never taken a shit at work. Never
Can't
in my life have I taken a never taken a poo at work in my life.
Really?
Never taken one at work.
Yeah, no, I'm
suck it back. I'll suck it back. Yeah,
I'm with you there. Actually, I'll tell you a story, right? This is a tree planting story. It's not
it won't take long. Stop the podcast. There we go. Stop it.
It won't take long.
Skip 10 times, everyone.
We used to work 5 days on, 1 day off, right? Mm. This was when I was in Canada. I was living in a tent, tree planting. Yeah. 5 days on, 1 day off.
Yeah, I said we'd never
I used to hold it, Chronicle, for 5 days.
Okay, worth it.
I'd hold it for 5 days.
You'd be shitting out moon rocks by
the way. Oh, mate.
Is that possible?
Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
You're coming out the mouth.
I did it for 4 months. 5 days of no poo, then one day, it was just all poo.
Jesus Christ. Your whole day off would be shitting.
Yeah.
That poor toilet.
Couldn't even do it in nature.
Oh, nah, there were a couple of emergencies where I had to.
Code brown.
But, code brown.
You could have done it under a tree in the hole before you planted it.
Well, that's what you would do. That's what you would do. But
it'd be a bloody
It just wasn't for me. It wasn't for me. All right, question three.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Question three, summer or winter?
Ooh, summer.
Summer. Wow. For a sweaty man, I'm surprised.
Oh, it's just good piss drinking weather, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. All right. For the beers.
True.
Chronicle?
The morgues were cold.
Oh, it's easy. That's easy, yeah. It's winter, and for the main reason is being a teacher, you've got to wear, you know, collared shirts and stuff like that. If it's winter, you don't have to like iron shirts or anything. You can just chuck a shirt on, throw a jumper over the top.
The laziness.
And straight
that
to work.
That is true.
It's efficiency. So winter is all about efficiency for the Cron.
I used to work with the Chronicle a long time ago, and I've never seen a man wear a jumper as much as you did. So nothing's changed there. I'm winter all the way. In fact, it's winter all year round in my classroom. It's always cold in there. What about you, Wheez?
Oh, mate, old Scott Minto, he fucking loves winter.
He loves the winter.
As a sweaty man, I've got a busted thermostat, so I just sweat at thinking about anything.
Yeah.
And yeah, winter.
I think all blokes run a bit hot. Question four, beer or spirits?
Beer. I can't do a whole day on spirits, but I can on beer.
Right.
I don't know why. Yeah.
I can do a whole day on spirits, but can't do a whole day on beer. But I'm drinking more beer now, so both.
Yeah, right. What about you, Cron?
I mean, obviously tough being a raging alcoholic, but I reckon I'm going to have to lean more towards spirits. Like, I mean, obviously getting warmed up for the podcast, I think about probably 10 tins of beer, and then
a couple of bottles
of whiskey.
No, Yeah, you just need that smoothness of a spirit. So, but I drink more spirits than I would beer. So I'm going to have to guess spirits.
Yeah, I can't drink beer anymore. It just does things to my stomach that no one needs to see. So I'm spirits all the way.
Look out, trees.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Ooh, not good. Now, gents, this week, obviously, the Chronicle had his failed attempt at writing the Victor Bravo song. Father John Sweaty just did some heavy lifting and wrote it all by himself.
A love project.
Yeah. Tell us about it, Father John.
You know, you get those projects that you just don't want to do every now and then, and one comes along where you just feel privileged to be a part of it. And all my life, I've just wanted to write a song about VB, and you boys gave me the chance. So I'm eternally grateful, and it was just a pleasure to do.
I've had a listen to the track, and you actually go back in history a little bit, and you give the listeners a history lesson. Were you always so well-knowledged in Victor Bravo?
Jumped on the Google machine.
Yeah, Dr. Google helped me out a little bit, but I thought, you know, every legend has its, like, in every movie, the protagonist has its moments where it fails and, you know, it has to have a shot at redemption, and VB is no exception to that rule. So I had to talk about when they dropped the percentage. It was a really sad time in Australia's history.
It was a big deal, wasn't it?
It was a pretty dark history.
Yeah, I do remember that time. What year was it, Father John?
2009. So for tax reasons, they dropped the price, the percentage down to 4.6.
Right.
And it messed with the taste. Australia was up in arms. There was nearly, you know, a global crisis.
Yeah, for our international listeners, you've got that.
Or one of them.
And then about 10 things down, you got COVID, right? So just to put it into perspective, you know, COVID's been like, at least VB is still 4.9, you know? It's like, it'll be fine.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Okay. Well, let's jump into this song. This is Victor Bravo's, performed by and written by Father John Sweaty. You're going to like this one, listeners. It's a cracker.
All right. Now, if there's a bloke out there who needs our commendation, you can't go past my boy, that's Thomas Aiken. Give him a cheer, a big round of applause, because he birthed the greatest beer back in 1854. His name is Victor. That's Victor Bravo, he'll sit ya on your arse, asava, that's Victor. So grab a boonie, grab a bomber, grab a long neck. Slam it down your throat and blow your paycheck. No, there's nothing better when you're sucking on a tinny. The only thing that's gonna beat is when it's coupled with a whinny. It's Victor, that's Victor Bravo. He'll sit ya on your ass of cyber, that's Victor. Now, if I can politely, I'll take you back in time, back to the shady memories of 2009. Now, I don't know who done it, who had this wild idea, but he went and took a cut of Australia's favourite beer. 4.9 down to 4.6. Every bloke came together and said, suck out dicks, come on, Victor. What are you doing, mate? Now, the greatest thing about a Veep is its potentness. If you lose that, then you lose the explosiveness. There isn't any wonder that none of us were throating this. We all took down our duds and said that you can choke on this, Victor.
Wind your neck in, mate. Give us the pot, eh?
Now this song is meant in homage, no, it's not meant to be me. So let me take you now back to 2013, a year of redemption, a year of rejoice, when Victor finally listened to Australia's crying voice. 4.6 now to 4.9, now you got it, Vic, you're doing really just fine. Ah, Victor! So no matter what the time, it's time for a Bravo. Go and get a tin, go and suck it in your heart, bloke. If you're feeling happy, if you got your heart broke, there's only one bloke for you, he's the only one that I know. His name is Victor, and that's Victor Bravo. He'll sit ya on your ass, asava, that's Victor.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. Fuck me.
Oh, Father John. Ready. Father John, that was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Chronicle. What did you think of that?
Yeah. My goodness.
Crondoggle. Are you there?
What's the hardness score? Chronicle?
Oh, look, literally,
I need more tape.
I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to duck off for about 5 minutes. I'm going to go have a vicious wank.
That's a bit long.
Oh, dear. Well, you know, do what you have to do. And 5 minutes is far too much time. Yeah.
After last week, I think it's all right to do it on air.
Father John, that's probably, I've heard you play quite a few songs, but hands down, that's the OG. I reckon that's the greatest song you've ever played.
I'm not going to lie. I mean, you know, like Beers and Durries, Victor Bravo's. It's just, we're going to have to release an album.
We are. Oh, Father is.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I didn't do anything, but yeah.
You'll do the heavy lifting of giving it to people. Yeah. All right, guys. We're pretty much at the end of this week, I was thinking, you know, in our last episode, the Penny Buster seemed a little bit upset when we left him. I don't think he thought he had his best week. So I thought we might give the Penny Buster a call and see if he wants to say g'day, and then we'll wrap things up. Will you guys stick around?
Yeah. Hear him out. Debatable.
Debatable. Yeah, mass debatable.
That. Yeah. Well, if you need to go. Oh, dear. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Chronicle, we'll have a short 60-second break. That should give you at least 55 seconds to get yourself organized after you take care of yourself.
Jesus, it's a marathon. Far out.
And we'll get him on the line. All right. Penny Buster coming up here on the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. All right, guys, I thought it'd be really good to give the Penny Buster a call. He's been MIA since last week. I haven't heard from him at all. I'm not sure
Thank
if he's
God.
Upset.
Thank God.
You love the Penny Buster.
Oh, the show
Chronicle.
Troll, he's incredible.
You love him. You love him. So I'm just going to give him a call and see if we can add him in here. Penny Buster, how are you going, mate?
Yeah, who's this?
It's the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles, your favourite podcast. How are you?
Oh, it's a prank call. Sorry, I don't know you guys. Who was it?
It's the SpongeBob.
It's the SpongeBob. It's Weasel and Sponge.
Oh, Bev's butted. And guys, yeah, we're supposed to be calling every second week, so this is not every second week. Every fortnight, you want to talk to me. So, yeah, no, I'm not talking this week. So don't put me on the podcast this week. We're not talking this week. What? All right, I got things to do. See ya.
Oh, wow.
Righto. Penny Bus is gone. Later, just like that. Well, make sure you tune in next week because
should we call him back to see if he'll answer?
Oh, look, I just don't.
That went for too long.
This is the Chronicle. How can I help you? We're not going to do that this week. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, on that note, we might wrap up this week's podcast. Hey, Chronicle, it's been great to hear from you. I'm pleased that you're kicking this week, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. I'm a bit more coherent this week, so proud of myself. Keep on kicking the cron.
Well done. And Father John, you managed to get through a whole episode without urinating, my friend. Well done.
That you know of.
He's now a pants wetter.
Oh, no, your poor pants.
Doesn't make noise when you pee your pants.
All right. Until next time, what do we say here on the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles, Father John?
Big sex, no checks. Bit small length, big cum.
Won't do that again, will you, Spongy?
Yeah, no, that's the last time.
Knew that was coming.
As the Chronicle says, live, laugh,
love.
Love. Very good. Till next week, guys.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.